A little bit of him.
Okay, Tav Baruch.
Boker Or. What's going on?
With Teva issue.
I think everybody does. Everybody does.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Rav Sher.
Please.
Morning, Rav Sher. Nice some orange.
If you can get it to me, I'm happy to have it.
Should I drive down instead of listening to the Sher?
You're more than welcome.
Rabbi Sher, can I ask you a question?
Who's that?
I'll ask another time. Might take a few minutes.
No, you can ask a question if you want. I mean, that's I've said that many times. This is an open forum, so please feel free to ask anything.
Are penates fixed from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah?
That's what Gemara says, yeah.
Right. So whatever we do, we won't get any more or any less.
That's not so poshut. We have to understand, as I said, that's one chazal. There's other chazals. We have to work it out. It's ma'od mesubach. There's dinim taking place all the time. Why are you davening for panase every day? Whatever you did on Rosh Hashanah is nigmar the sipur. So why are you still davening? There are a lot of kashas on that sugya. It's too big to go into now. It's a separate discussion. You have to go through. I don't feel qualified to even deal with it. Yeah? There's a lot of different contradicting chazals, and you have to be able to reconcile them. I once heard a Moedik Hashir way back, 30 years ago, from Rav Lev, who went through this whole thing, all the different dinim and all the different cheshbonis and how all those gemaras beside each other. It was unbelievable then, I remember, but I can't tell you what he said now. I don't know. But, how that works exactly, I can't tell you. But what I can tell you for sure is that your hishtadlis can't change whatever Hashem decided, whenever he's going to decide it, what he's going to give you. No one can change that.
So, if somebody's making a living already, we've got an income. There's no point in doing any ishtadlis to earn anything extra, because it just won't help.
No, we'll see. One second. Yeah, this is a complicated subject. Since the ishtadlis has nothing to do with the panasa, then only one of the questions about how much ishtadlis I have to make is related to panasa. You may have to make ishtadlis or not make ishtadlis for other reasons. We're going to see now. We'll see. Even if you don't have panasa, maybe you don't have to make any more ishtadlis. It's not always tolu on the panasa, but we'll see. You have to take the subject slowly and build it from the bottom and see all the facets. A very big, broad, complex subject. And there are a lot of different malchim out there. So to put this whole thing together to come to total clarity is years of work. But we'll try and do what we can. But we'll see. If you want to do some of your own work on this, then Rav Dessler takes this whole thing apart very beautifully and explains how the whole thing works. It's a lot to do with where you're holding. It's complex. Let's take this slowly through. I said we want to go through Rav Tauber, see how he learns the sugya, and then maybe we'll look at some other mahalchim and come to some clarity here. Okay? He's saying one aspect of ishtadlis. There's other aspects as well. How much ishtadlis, when to make ishtadlis, what type of ishtadlis, when not to make ishtadlis. Okay, then that's the whole of Shara B'tochen, the Chovas HaLevavos. Not posh. What's called minimum ishtadlis is the ishtadlis because of Gzas HaPecha Toich HaLechem, or no, like the Chovas HaLevavos says, it's a mitzvah deraisa, a lot of, there's no posh. Okay, we said right in the beginning, this sugya is not, there's no kiyap sak. Got up in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch goes through like it does in every other aspect